Blog Talk Radio. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of Yahweh say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a sultry way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto Yahweh in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints of the Most High Yah. This is Elder Donnie here on this edition of the Straight with Truth on Blog Talk Radio on this segment of the Brothers segment. Hallelujah. Just want to come on here this evening and just greet you all. And saints, if you would, let me know how I'm coming in your area. Let me, in the chat room, give me some feedback here. If you can hear me pretty good, give me a 10. If not, give me a 1. Hallelujah. So I got a couple 10s already. Hallelujah. So I pray that everybody across the board can hear me. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. But it's good to be here with you, saints. Greetings to you all of you saints that are scattered abroad throughout the diaspora. Hallelujah. All of you are called to be saints. Grace to you, peace from my master, Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Hallelujah. I want to give all honor and praise to the Most High. Hallelujah. Because without him, none of us would be here. Hallelujah. And the sacrifice of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I mean, we would just be lost. Glory to the King. But I'm thankful for him choosing me. Hallelujah. Writing my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm thankful to be that my eyes are open. Hallelujah. It's just a wonderful thing. Glory to the King. But I'm glad you all were able to join me this evening on this brother's segment. I want to give all shout out and honor to our beloved Pastor Charles Dow, also to Pastor Corey, to Teacher McKnight, all of the elders out there, all of the deacons, and all of you, Israel. Glory to the King, my beloved family, which I'm so proud of and so, overjoyed, I rejoice in the fact that I know who I am now. Hallelujah. I'm thankful. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. So it's just always good to be in fellowship with the saints. Always. Hallelujah. And I had to read that in the beginning just to, just remind us where we come from, where Yah has brought us from. You know, he's the man of his word, and he's going to keep the covenant that he made with our ancients. Glory to the King. We just need to keep our end of the bargain and do what we're supposed to do. But Yah is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I'm going to continue reading that. I'm in Psalms 107, and we'll finish up at verse 7. And it says, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of Yahweh and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto Yahweh in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what, I'm thankful. As I mentioned earlier, I am thankful. Hallelujah. Because he didn't even have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. He rescued us, our people, many times. And even now, he's still rescuing us. He's still pulling us out of darkness. He's still pulling us out of death. Glory to the King. So we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to rejoice for. You know what I mean? I mean, we shouldn't even let the little things that we get bother us. You know what I mean? We got more to be thankful for. We got a lot to look back at and a lot to rejoice over. So what if it's a rainy day? So what if it's cloudy outside? So what if you're snowed in? Give thanks in all things. Hallelujah. And don't let that foolishness come out of your mouth. All of the complaining and the murmuring. We're doing so much and don't even realize that we're doing it. Let us reflect on the goodness of Yah. Let us reflect on His mighty hand, huh? How we know that when we're in the time of trouble and the time of need, if only we just call out to Him, we cry out to Him, even if we turn our backs on a fallen short of His glory. Look at His mercy. His mercy endures forever. We see how He rescued our people. And He knows that, you know, we fall short, especially in this day and hour, how we're so far removed, you know what I mean, from His laws, from his teachings, and we're learning all of the old paths. We're learning. But I'm so thankful for His mercy. I'm so thankful for Yahshua. I'm so thankful that we have an advocate. Hallelujah. So Yah is good. Hallelujah. And His mercy, it endureth forever. Glory to the King. I pray, Israel, wherever you are, you know that you are encouraged. Hallelujah. And I pray that you are in the fight, staying in the fight. That's one thing I always tell a brother when I speak to him. Stay encouraged, man. Stay in the fight. Continue to war against Satan's kingdom. Don't allow the thoughts that enter into your mind destroy, you know, your joy, destroy, you know, the mission and the plan and the purpose that you have. That Yah has for you in this walk. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. So let's get busy. Let's get busy warring against Satan's kingdom. Let's put on righteousness, huh? And not just saying it, but actually doing it and be doers. Glory to the King. That's why we have one another, to strengthen one another, to help one another. Glory to the King. But Yah is good, saints. He really is good. Hallelujah. You can see from the words that we've been getting, the messages we've been getting, that Yah is really trying to purge us. He's really trying to get us to focus on, to dig deep down in our wicked hearts and search, you know, the depths of it. Because if we really truly look and search, we'll see the heart knows its own bitterness. And we know exactly the areas in which we struggle. And if we don't comprehend it, we can ask for help. We can seek out counsel. But there's no excuses to be, you know, to stay in the same situation, the same rut, year after year after year. Hallelujah. But let me get right on into it, saints. Just talking a little bit about the wilderness, talking a little bit about, you know, being purged, tried and tested, proven, and going through the fire, you know what I mean? Being washed, being cleansed, so important. We got to get off that residue from the world, get off the residue from our previous learning, our previous upbringing, because it's detrimental to this walk. Hallelujah. Psalms 105. Let's go there real quick and look at Psalms 105. But before we do that, let me go to Psalms 19. Hallelujah. Starting at verse 7. And it says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. Statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Hallelujah. Can't say enough about Yah's, his whole makeup, his whole thinking, his whole prescribed way for his people. Hallelujah. It's to bring us wisdom, to give us wisdom, and to be seen as wise among these nations. It's an instruction. It's a roadmap. It's the way to life. Keep the commandments and live. Hallelujah. But these commandments, they are our life. Glory to the King. So thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for not leaving us lost and without any hope, without any direction, without any way to live. Hallelujah. So thank you. Psalms 105. I'm going to start at 39 here. And it says, he spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran into the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the land of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye Yahweh. You see, it's always good, you know what I mean, when we receive something, when we get something, you know, we'll freely take of it. Nowadays, people don't even want to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is readily available to us. But when we look at being given something and blessed with something, you know, a lot of folks come out of the Christian church. A lot of us come out of the Christian church, and then we preach to death about being blessed and about getting and receiving things and what God's going to do. But you know what? We always see these promises and the end result. But the thing we fail to realize is the process, the struggle, the pain, you know, the trying, the testing that we got to go through to get to this point. We got to be purged. We got to be clean. We got to give up some things. But if we look at all of the promises, oh, man, they are good. They are wonderful. I'm going to keep reading them, too, because they are. Indeed, they are. And we need to be reminded the things that Yah promised unto us, unto our fathers, and he's going to keep that covenant. Malachi 3 and 4 says, then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto Yahweh, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right. And fear not me, said Yahweh of hosts. Deuteronomy 7:13. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, the corn and the wine and the oil, the increase of thy kind, of thy sheep, in the land which he sware unto your fathers to give you. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And Yahweh will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. This is sounding really good, isn't it? It sounds real, real good. Deuteronomy 6 and 10 says, "And it shall be, when Yahweh your Elohim shall have brought you into the land which he sware unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest you forget Yahweh, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear Yahweh your Elohim, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other mighty ones of the gods of the people which are round about you. For Yahweh your Elohim is among you, lest the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you and destroy you from off the face of the earth." Hallelujah. It says, "You shall not go," excuse me, verse 15 says, "For Yahweh your Elohim is a jealous El among you, lest the anger of Yahweh your Elohim be kindled against you and destroy you from the face of the earth. You shall not tempt Yahweh your Elohim as you tempted him in Massa." Exodus 16 and 4. It says, "Then said Yahweh unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." Now, see, all of these things, the Most High, these are promises, right? And so, I mean, like I said, they sound really good. They sound really great. And it's something to look forward to. You know, we all want to go into a land where wells are digged for us, where places are prepared for us that we didn't. That sounds great. That sounds wonderful. But what's going to happen when we get there if y'all just dropped it in our laps? Let's say that it happened that way, which that's not the case. But that's the way a lot of us act. You know what I mean? We act like we don't have to change. We act like we don't have to put forth no effort or do anything but just receive. Like, Yah owes us something. He don't owe us anything. It's a privilege. It's an honor to be here amongst his people. It's an honor to hear his word come forth every Sabbath and during the feast, the correction, the rebuke. It's an honor to be able to, you know, be cleansed and to be purified and to have the knowledge and to know, you know, that Yahshua came to set the captives free. So no longer do you have to be bound. No longer do you have to suffer torment. No longer do you have to do these things. But we refuse to change our minds. And just be real, you know, just be real. Let's think about it. Like when I was reading up here, it says, let me go back. Deuteronomy 6:14 says, you shall not go after other gods or other mighty ones of the mighty ones of the people which are around about you. Let's be real. You know, the influence is strong. The influence is real. If we just be honest with ourselves and take a real, true, deep evaluation, we'll see that there are some things in there, some idols that are in there, things that we go after, that the people of the other nations, that those are things that they run after. Those are the things that they hold at high regard. Like, really be honest with yourself. Are you still trying to be successful in this world? Are you still trying to, you know, be this big millionaire, this big internet millionaire? I mean, that's big now, you know, e-commerce. And people really, you know, they doing their thing. I mean, they going hard after. But let's be real, though. Are you seeking the kingdom first? Or are you seeking after your own lust first? What's first? We got to be truthful with ourselves. Are we trying to amass all of these worldly possessions? You know, are we trying to build up a huge wardrobe? You know, it's sad the level of distractions that Satan is able to put and throw before our face. And a lot of the things, they don't even mean much. They perish, you know. They rust. Moths eat them. You know, they have no value. But we're stuck. We're trapped. Because we ran after the lust and the desires and the things of the nations that are around us. And it's real like that. We got to really be real with ourselves. Because the thing about it is we try, on one hand, we say, yeah, I want to be, you know, I want to be righteous. I want to be transformed. I want to, you know, live a holy, set apart life. But if you really look at our actions, and that's all of us, and I'm myself included, we look at ourselves and really see, we'll see areas in which we can improve. We'll see areas in which, you know, we need to die out to self. Like being real, straight up, no plan. Because the Father's been dealing with me and showing me areas, you know, and it can really, you could be blinded to your own self. You can truly be blinded. That's why it's so important to seek Yah and ask Him, show me, Father. You know, even when we hear these messages, it's a lot that goes over our heads, a lot that we miss. Especially if we don't go back. And we can go back over and over and over and still miss it. There's one message that I listened to like a month straight, and I was able to pick up so many things in that one message that I missed the time before and the time before that. So it's so much to be desired. It's so much. But we can really miss the flaws, and we can really miss things that, you know, because we're so blinded by it, because we're so passionate about it, but we deceive ourselves in the midst of it. Sure, I can say I'm giving up all, but yeah, I want to hold on to this one thing, you know. I want this business to make it because I want to do it for Israel. Yeah, right. Bullshit. You want to do that for yourself. We know how to lie. We know how to deceive our own selves. And I think when in doing so, we're so concentrated on man and fooling man and pretending before man that we forget that there's a greater one who sees it all. He sees every single thing, every single thought. Nothing escapes Him. He searches the reins and the depths thereof. So we're fooling ourselves. But you know what? I'm so thankful that Yah is giving us this opportunity. Right now to work on it. Right now, this day, to get it right. We don't have to fool ourselves no more and think that we're fooling others. Deal with it and get it right. This is the perfect opportunity to search your heart, to search. And I'm talking about as much as possible, seek deliverance. I see the saints that are seeking deliverance and seeking to get free. And I see the ones that are not, that just sit back and relax and lounge like it's a big party. Like you have that kind of time. You don't know what the next minute will bring, or the next hour, the next day. You don't know. Why sleep on all of this information that we are getting and we receive on a weekly basis? Why? And I know, you know, you come up with all the kind of excuses you want. Oh, so much information, it's tough for me to keep up. But you keep up with what you want to keep up with. Think of all of the time that we have in the day. That we just waste. If you really sit down and chart it out and see the amount of time that you waste on garbage and foolishness, those are times when you can be, you know, you can fill that time in with something productive, something that'll feed your soul, something. And it takes steps. I know it takes steps. It's not gonna happen overnight. But we got to get in the mindset. We got to make this here our life. This walk, our life, and it got to be a constant effort, a daily battle, a daily fight. I don't give a damn if you wake up and you don't feel like fighting, you don't feel like casting out thoughts, but if you don't do it then, it's going to deal with you the whole day. And Satan don't rest. He don't sleep. Most High asked him, Satan, where you been? What are you doing? Well, I've been walking all about the earth, walking around, you know, just lurking, seeing who he can, you know, devour. But yet, we got the mentality where we don't feel like it. How can you really fight? How can you really say that you're on the battlefield for your Yah with a mentality like that? We're so undisciplined. Just because we don't feel like doing something, we don't do it. Just because it's just not the right time, we don't do it, and we don't put forth no effort. Still thinking the way we did in the world. We put more effort, more attention, more energy, more enthusiasm to the things of this life. And it'd be a damn shame if some of you spend more time and more dedication on your physical job out there in the world than you do with the things of Yah, spending time with Yah, spending time with the saints, doing for the saints. Some of you make it your business to make sure you clock in or sign in or show up punctually for work without missing the day. But when Sabbath comes, oh, it's just time for me to sleep in and I could just show up whenever I want. Oh, you know, I got leeway to do that because after all, I don't have a boss, you know, breathing down my neck, or I'm not going to be pointed. I'm not going to be, you know, cited for these points or, you know, get another mark on my attendance. But it's bigger than that, saints. It's really, truly bigger than that. It's all about where your heart is and who you truly love. Because it's going to show up in your work. All of us. Whatever we do, it's going to show up. It's going to show up and it's going to be seen of all. But we got to go through this time right here. This wilderness. We got to get in it. We got to jump in and we got to get in it full speed ahead while we have the time. You know, I was talking to Elder Becker a few weeks ago, and he was just talking to me about how we need to really take advantage of the time that we have, you know, and to get out all of these spirits, these demons, these things that's been tormenting us and tempting us for years and years. All these generational curses that we refuse to search and dig into and search out. Why are we acting this way? Why is it this way? Do you not believe? Why do you think Pastor's been going over these series on faith? You know, and he's touching on the flesh and being lukewarm. All of these areas, they are so relevant to us right now. They are so prevalent right now. We can't let them slip without digging into it, without investigating, without taking it to heart. The reason for it, saints, the Most High knows what we need at whatever time frame. And he puts out these words for us so that we can take hold of it, so that we can gravitate to it and change and implement and do. It's just that real, saints. We got to get about Yah's business. We got to get, you know, put off all of these things that we put before Yah, all of these other gods, these strange gods of these other nations. They don't profit us nothing, nothing at all. But we got to know that our day of reckoning is going to come if we don't. If we continue to play the games, if we continue to lie to ourselves, thinking we're getting over on, you know, little old man, little old brother here, little old sister over there. You know, they don't really see, well, you know, I'm going through the motions. I'm here, but I'm really not in it. My heart is really not in it. Pastor just finished, you know, making videos telling us, you know, that's not going to be the case. Folks are going to be rooted up and tossed out of here. And serious folks, serious-minded folks are coming in. And we see this shift. We see it each and every day. But you know, as I read about, you know, as I read earlier, you know, how the Father, he rescued Israel. He redeemed Israel. We all are redeemed. So we must say so, because we are truly redeemed by Yeshua, by the blood of the Lamb. We can't take it for granted, saints. We can't take none of this for granted that Yah's done for us whatsoever. We got to always remember, yeah, our people messed up and they cried out, you know, but we should not use that as an excuse to just mess up time after time. We know a righteous man going to fall, but come on now. You can't be just around here tripping and falling and just stumbling just because, like a blind person without a guide, without any kind of help or strength. Look who we represent. This is the Mighty One, the Elohim of all of the earth, the creator of all things. Let's keep that in the forefront of our minds as we go through this thing and embrace this time right now that we're in. The hell with it if it seems like it's just so much rebuke, it's just so much correction. There's so much going on, so much that I can't do right. So what? Get it right. It's a reason why it's coming forth the way it is. Look at Israel, what happened, what our people happened when Yah came and spoke to them. Well, look what happened. They was not prepared. They were not ready. They feared. They trembled. Do you want to be that way when he returns, when Messiah returns? Do you want to find yourself not ready, not prepared, because you didn't use this time wisely? Man, what a fearful thing that is. What a fearful day. What a fearful time it's going to be. You know, see the people out in the world, they living it up. They loving it. And don't you look at them and all that they've been able to amass, their wealth and all of their so-called prosperity. Don't look at that. That's temporary. We're looking at something that's eternal. You know what I mean? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about your current situation if it's not the way you would want it to be. Y'all know what we need. The reason for the wilderness experience was to prove Israel. It was for them to see and to know what they would do in the time of temptation, you know, in the time of hardship. Are they going to believe in Yah? Or are they going to murmur? Are they going to complain? So easily, we spew things out of our mouths without even thinking. All of these idle words, not trusting in Yah, because things are not the way we want them to be. How about just giving thanks in all things, in every situation? It's for a reason. You're going through what you're going through. You're dealing with what you're dealing with. You're living in the time frame that you're living in. It's for a reason. Be thankful. Oh, what an ungrateful people. You ask for food. He gives you food. It's not the food that you want, but it's enough to sustain you. How about saying thank you, Yah? Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for bringing me out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thanks for loosing the shackles off my feet and these chains off of my mind and these blinders off of my eyes so now I can see. Now I can see clearly now. I was lost, but now I'm found. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Do we ever think of these things? Were we so caught up in the moment, so caught up in our own foolery? Y'all don't think like we think, saints. He don't. He don't act like how we act. We act like a bunch of fools, like a bunch of damn jackasses. Y'all don't operate the way we operate, saints. He just don't. So if you take anything from this, man, embrace the struggle. Embrace this time right now. I'm encouraging you to do so because I made it up in my mind. You know what? I've fallen short along the way, even in this walk. So what? I have, and I admit it, and I know it, and I talked to the Father about it. But guess what? I got to get up. I got to dust myself off. You know what I mean? I got to go. I got to move forward with this thing. I got a family now. I got, you know, saints in Israel that need the help, that need the encouragement. So what if there's only a few? So what? Well, guess what? Let's go. Let's roll together. But I cannot use this time and take advantage of it like it's a game. I realize that, and I'm telling you, even today, when I woke up, even before, you know, the Father been dealing with me and showing me the errors of my way. Showing me areas I'm falling short in. Well, I thought I was fooling somebody. I thought I'm fooling nobody but myself. That's it. It's time out. It really is. Can you not see how wickedness is increasing? We see the thoughts of men are just so wicked continually. I mean, folk are coming up with things and thinking of things that, you know, you would have never even considered. At least when I was growing up. In the 80s, when I was born, I mean, there was some type of morality, just a little bit. But nowadays, I mean, it's total. I mean, people are wild and turned out at a young age. I'm so thankful my children don't have to grow up in this world. I'm so thankful they don't have to be raised in the public school system, you know, around these homosexuals, around these transgenders, around all of these psychopaths. Because that's what they are. They are not operating in their right mind. They are fully possessed. I'm so thankful they don't have to grow up doing the things that I did. Because back then when we were in school and when we were growing up, like I said, it was a little bit of morality. You still had the older folk, the hoary head that were chasing you, that would whoop your tail, that would tell your parents, hey, I caught him down the street. I saw him doing stuff they had no business doing. I saw him go change his clothes. I saw him do, he had to do something. But nowadays, people condone that stuff. And they, you know, those who are supposed to be, have wisdom, they're right along with, you know, the youth. Like the word says, everybody that's old, they're not wise. But you should be thankful that you're around wise men, wise women, that you can call, that you can reach out and seek help. But if you're just sitting back on your rear end, relaxing, lounging with your margarita, you know what I mean, with your feet kicked up, you in your hammock, enjoying, you know, the days and thinking you got it made, and you're not fighting back, you're not warring against Satan's kingdom, you're not giving up nothing, you're not sacrificing nothing, you're not enduring hardship, you're not fighting a good fight of faith, well, you truly deceived. And I know you hear me talking and you hear me like, oh, you just speaking generally. But shit, this really happens. This really going on in Israel. It's really happening. It's real. It's reality. Just because you're not in the forefront, just because you in a home assembly with just a few people or you by yourself, you don't think that nobody knows. You don't think God can see you. It's one thing for you to fall short. We all have our shortcomings and we make mistakes and we mess up. But it's one thing if you're not even trying. And y'all forbid, those of you who sitting there, you point the finger at everybody else. You can see everybody else's mistakes. You the one hollering the loudest. When pastor preaches and he's, you know, revealing the ways, the sinful ways of man. But you're not even looking at yourself. You give yourself a pass. It's for everybody else except you. You. That's what I'm talking about right now. You can look at everybody else and see, oh, he's falling short there. Oh, he don't know this or he don't know that. Oh, I got them on that. Oh, man, I'm way above them on that. What? You're missing the mark. We all got to be helpers one to another in this thing. Shit, if you know something about somebody, pray for them. That's a perfect opportunity to lift them up before the Father. That's a perfect opportunity for you to get busy, to do the work, to be about your Father's business. But yet and still, we want to get the one up on one another. Like we got it like that. Like for real, though? Man, we slipping, saints. We falling, but we got to get up. We got to get up, man. We got to get busy. Glory to the King. But I'm just thankful. I really am. I'm truly thankful that, you know what, that y'all showing me myself, my sinful ways and things in which I still have yet to die out to. I'm thankful that he's showing it to me, because because without it, I wouldn't even know. And see, that's another thing I'm learning, to be thankful in that. Even the fact that I can see my fault, my shortcomings, my faults, and he allowed me to see him. That in itself is enough to be thankful for. Don't have a pity party. You know, if you look at yourself and it's being revealed to you, so what? Be thankful that you can see it now. They got folk that can't even see themselves. But you have the golden opportunity. Guess what? Now I see. Now I'm going to make it right. You know what? I didn't do this in the past, but guess what? I'm going to take this day here going forward, and I'm going to begin. I'm going to study. I'm going to begin to pray for my brothers. I'm going to begin to seek out deliverance. I'm going to begin to search, you know, things that I haven't searched out before. I'm going to begin, you know, to just strive for perfection, to take heed to the warnings. I'm going to strive to be righteous. You know what? I'm going to forgive my brother. I'm going to forgive my sister. You know what? Because it's not worth it. I'm going to be the example. I'm going to be that person. You know what? I'm not being treated fairly or so it seems. Well, guess what? I'm going to take it in stride, and I'm going to be thankful. Yah, hear my cry. That ought to be motivation to you. He heard Israel's cry when they weren't treated fairly. He heard when they cried out to him, even when they fell short, even when they were in fault. But they cried out to him, and he heard their cry. So no matter what state you're in, whatever it is, you can cry out to the Father. He will hear you. He's not going to despise you. If you go to him with a contrite heart, with a humble spirit, really, truly repenting and meaning business, he's going to be in business with you. We got to put forth the effort, saints. Hallelujah. It's not going to happen. It's really not. It's not going to happen doing the same old things over and over and over again. But yet we expect new results. We expect to be this big guru in the faith. You know, this person where everybody, you know, wants to seek out advice. And we want to, you know, we want to be glowing like how Moshe glowed when he, you know, came down from spending time with Yah. How the book says Enoch. He glowed, his face glowed, and it was just this array on him that you can tell that he's been with the Father. We want these things, but yet we don't want to sacrifice. We don't want to put in the time, the work, the effort. It's just real like that. We come from this age, this microwave generation, where things are just a press of a button and bam, within a few seconds it's done. Now we got to go back to the old past, thanks. We really have to. We got to go back to washing our clothes, you know, the wash pan and the soap and the water, not having that washing machine so readily available. We got to get the dirt off. We got to get it off by hand. Sometimes dirt, when it dries up on any surface, you know, it gets hard, you know what I mean? And it takes time to get it off. You know, it's not going to just come off. You know, it takes a little bit of scrubbing. It takes a little bit of work to get it done. To get clean, to be purified. And it may, you know what? You might have to wash it again. You might have to do it all over again and wash again. But guess what? As long as you're trying, as long as you're walking it out, working out your salvation, you know what I mean? With fear, with trembling. Hallelujah. Yah is good, saints. He really, truly is. And I thank the Father for everything he's doing for us in this hour. Having mercy upon us. Seeing our faults. Seeing our frames, you know, that we're nothing but dust. Knowing that, you know, so much has been lost, teaching us. He's restoring it back unto us. But in doing so, he's having mercy. He's having grace, you know, for all of our ignorance and all of the faults and the things in which our ancestors did. Now we don't have to cry and moan, you know, about the failures of the past. We can't look at Adam and say, oh, if only, you know, he would have done the right thing. But look at you on a daily basis. What road you take? You know what I mean? So, in all things, give thanks to Yah. And let's get busy, thanks. Glory to the King. I'm going to continue here. That's where I left off at. Exodus 16, let's see. Started Deuteronomy 6:16. You shall not tempt Yahweh, your Elohim, as you tempted him in Massa. So, Yah, you know, Israel tempted Yah. We are not to tempt Yah. All right, we are to do what he say do. Don't push him to the edge. Don't show out. Because he showed us in many instances, all right, you want to tempt me? I told you, get all that you need for Sabbath. That's why we have a preparation day. That ain't a day for you to, you know, do your the things you want to do and not prepare. And then when Sabbath comes, you don't have the things you need to have. Don't play with Yah. No doubt his mercy endures forever, but let's be obedient servants. Let's do what he say. Let's not tempt him. He already know what we're going to do. But we need to know. For then said Yahweh unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. So when you're thinking, you know, you're thinking you're getting by, you're thinking, oh, shit, you know, I can get by with this. I ain't got to really, you know, I ain't really got to prepare, you know. I'm going to get to it when I get to it. You know, Yah sees all of that, man. He sees every bit of it. Like we say, you try to hide from people. You try to hide from, you know, your brother, your sister, your authority, your elders, heads of your fellowship. You try to hide from them, but you're not hiding from Yah at all. Whatsoever at all. So the whole experience, why Israel went through what they had to go through in the wilderness, it was for them. And the same with us. We're going through what we're going through now to see whether or not, you know, so we can know. It's for us. It's for Yah to humble us. And so for us to see. Exodus 20:20. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for Yah is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, so that his fear may be before your faces. Think about that. Yah wants wanted them to know that he exists and that he meant business. And it continues and it says that you sin not for the whole purpose of us sinning not. So we know that Yah is real. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 8 and 2, it says, and thou shalt remember all the way which Yahweh, your Elohim, led you these 40 years in the wilderness. Remember is the key word. You shall remember. And this is speaking to us, Israel, in this time frame. It's for us. Remember all the way which Yahweh, your Elohim, led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to prove you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no. So that's for you, Israel. Think about it. All that you're going through, all that you're dealing with, is for you. For you to know whether or not you're going to keep it or not. You know, the heart knows its own bitterness. You know what you're doing secretly behind closed doors. You know what's up. So no more running, no more hiding, or think you are. Deuteronomy 8 and 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah doeth man live. That's real key. That's real critical. I've been focusing on that with my family these last couple weeks, because it's real like that. It's going to come a time where that's all we're going to have is the word. That's the only thing that's going to sustain us. And if we don't get it through our heads, if we don't practice now, start fasting and practice fasting, getting, you know, our minds and our hearts so disconnected and detached from relying on natural bread, because it's not always going to be available. It's that word that's going to keep us. It's that word that's going to sustain us. We shouldn't be so quick to run to get our bellies full when it begins to ache or we hadn't eaten anything. Some of us are so reliant on food that it controls us. I read this slogan that says, if you can control what you put in your mouth, you can control every other aspect of your life. And that's the truth. And now, why not fast more often? You know, it's a true saying, because our people didn't eat the way we eat today, especially meats and all of these dainty things that we have available to us. These things literally, and I know this for a fact, they quench our hunger and our thirst for righteousness. They kill it. Because you don't want, you know what I mean, when your belly's full, you ain't going to want to seek after Yah. You're not. That's why I make a habit of bless. When I bless Yah, you know, after we eat, to say, you know what, Father, we will be careful when our bellies are full to remember that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah, because it's just that real. But it's going to come a time where we're going to need that word to sustain us, and that's going to be the thing that keeps us. You know, when we think of the goodness of Yah, when we think of these promises, those are the things that's going to keep us in the time of hardship, in the time of agonizing pain, in the time of torture. Those are the things that's going to keep us and allow us to and go when we need to go, when we need to give up the ghost, or when we need to, you know what I mean? Instead of compromising, when we think on the word, when we think on the things that he promised us and told us that he would do, and the goodness of Yah, you know, our eyes, we can't even see it. We can't even think of it, the goodness of Yah and what he has prepared for us, those that love him, those that obey him. But it's that word that is going to sustain us. It is the word that gives us life, not bread. Bread, when it enters into the mouth, goes into the belly, and it goes out into the draw. It's very temporary. But in this time frame, we put so much emphasis on it. We have to fill our bellies. Sometimes we can be sitting in Sabbath hearing the word, the words of eternal life. And Satan will tempt us and put thoughts of food or what we're going to have for dinner. Stealing the word out of our hearts, stealing that word out of our minds so that we can't even grasp it. We're still thinking on the temporal things, the things that mean nothing. Y'all know what we need. He's going to provide for us just how he provided for Israel, just how he provided for our people, our ancients. And that's us. And we can't look at them like that's them and that's not us. No, we got to accept it all. All of it. That's a part of our culture. That's a part of our history. That's where we come from. And a lot of the traits, a lot of the attributes, a lot of the different characteristics and mannerisms of our ancients, you can find them still in us today. That's why it's so good for us to remember, look back and to remember what Yah brought us through. So that now that we're going through this, in this time frame, in this wilderness, in this experience, so that we can remember, so that we can put a muzzle on our mouth. For many different reasons, put a muzzle on our mouth. Put a knife to our throat. Hallelujah. I'll read that again, Deuteronomy 8 and 3. And it says, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which is the bread of angels, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doeth not live by bread alone, bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah, doeth man live. So I encourage you to live, saints. Live by the word. Live by the instructions. Live by the commandments. Live by the testimonies of Yah. Live by faith. Glory to the King. I'm going to take a break, saints, and I'll be right back with you, all right? So hang in there with me, saints of the Most High, Yah. Glory to the King. We'll do a quick ministry break and come right back.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, the King is coming. Hallelujah. And we say hallelujah. Yeah, I might say it a lot, you know. When I go, I know I go back and listen to the broadcast and I'll be hearing myself say it. But it's just the truth. What else is there to say? Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Bless the name of Yah. He's worthy of all the praise. Glory, glory, glory. So at least our speech ain't, you know, at least we're not cursing ourselves. And, you know, it's better than just spewing out any idle word. Glory to the King. So hallelujah. I'm thankful. And I'm going to tell you, saints, I'm sitting here and I'm listening. And I'm reflecting on even the words that I'm saying. And I know I'm going to be tested in all of these things that I'm saying unto you. It didn't even come, like when I was reading and preparing stuff, for this show, I wasn't even, thinking of it coming out the way it did. I mean, I just hit the mic and bam, hit the floor running. But it needed to be said, glory to the King. And I know that this battle is real. I know it because I'm in it. Each and every day I'm in it. And I got to encourage myself and I got to encourage others around me. I know this. But the whole idea is not to condemn nobody, but it's to, in fact, make you realize your state, your condition. You know what I mean? And realize you need to change. We all do. We need to change. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sick of the sinful nature in my own personal self that I see. I am. I'm just not happy with it. I don't like it. It's just not of Yah. And, I strive to make it right. And I don't sit here and just say this stuff to you and, like, I'm just preaching it to you and fussing it to you and yelling at you. But, it's for me as well. Hallelujah, because I'm in it as well. And so I have to remember. I have to look back and I have to think on, these things. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue where did I leave off? Okay. Glory to the King. I'm still coming good through. It looks like I am. See, hallelujah, hallelujah, my co-host and brother Paul, brother Evelyn, I want to thank you. Hallelujah. I really appreciate you co-hosting. Thank you for everything that you do in the ministry and keeping us abreast on what's going on. And thank you. Glory to the King. And bless you all of you who are here this evening in the listening room and in the chat room and listening by phone. Glory to the King. What else is there to be than to be in fellowship with the saints and Yah's people? Glory to the King. We need to strengthen each other. We need to encourage one another because it's real out there. And we can't, be strengthened and healthy and be there for one another, then who is there do we have? Hallelujah. I'm going to continue on. I'm going to go to Malachi 3 and 2. And just continuing on, just talking about this wilderness, about this experience and about coming out and about, divesting ourselves of the world and looking at the pattern and, of our ancients, where they came from. It's so closely related to where we are now and how we're coming out. But Malachi 3 and 2, it says, "But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Yahweh an offering in righteousness." Hallelujah, hallelujah. So this is the time that we're in. We need to be trying to get clean. We need to be trying to get scrubbed. Like fuller soap, you need to be really go through the fire and be refined and be pure, because we want to be ready. We want to be ready in that moment, at the twinkling of an eye. We want to be ready then. But we got to allow Yah to purge us. We got to allow him to do his work. in us, no matter how painful it is, no matter how tedious it may seem, no matter how, you know, mundane or how rough it may seem, or how painful it may be. We got to just go through it. We got to do it. Because we want to be able to abide in that day when the Master, when he comes forth, hallelujah, we want to be ready. We want to be able to stand. We don't want to be trying to hide in the clefts of rocks and thinking it ain't happening. It's not happening. We cannot hide. The hiding is over. The hiding, you know, we hide enough now. But we'd be a fool if we think that day will be like this day that we have right now. No, it says every knee gonna bow. It's a frightening time. It's gonna be ugly. It's not gonna be pretty. Glory to the King. So get the ugly out now. Get the painful out now. Get all of that out now while you have the opportunity, while today is today. Malachi 3:4. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto Yahweh, as in the days of old, and as in former years. Glory to the King. So we want our offering, you know, to be pleasant unto Yah. I don't know about you, but I definitely want mine to be pleasant unto Yah. I do. One thing in realizing this, you know, one of the mistakes of our ancients is, you know, they made mistakes, but one in particular, murmuring. You know, they opened their mouth and just speaking against Yah, being unthankful, being ungrateful, and just you know, just flat out ungrateful, straight up. James 3:6 says, and the tongue is a fire. It is a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. That's talking about that wicked tongue there that no man can tame. That thing, if we learn how to control it, we'll be just fine. But that's a work in progress. That's something that is going to take every bit of our being until the Messiah comes back to be working on that. But we got to be conscious, saints. We got to be conscious of it. You know, we without excuse, especially with the Holy Spirit available to us. And many of us are filled with the Holy Spirit, which is there to lead us and guide us into all truth. He'll remind us. He'll put things in our memory. It can be things where you don't even realize and know that you've done wrong, or you said something that you shouldn't have, or you agreed to something that you shouldn't have. The Holy Spirit is there. He'll let you know. You know what? That wasn't quite right. That didn't, you know, feel quite right. I don't get a clearance in my spirit about that. You pay attention to that. You really do. And if we look at, you know what, look at Joseph, right? One of our patriarchs, Joseph. And we look at his life. We look at what he went through, right? That right there is a perfect, it would seem like the perfect excuse to complain, the perfect excuse to murmur, the perfect excuse to blame someone, blame shift. But if we really look closely at his everything that was done to him, we never hear that he complained, but yet instead we hear that Yah was with him. Yah made his hands to be prosperous, and he, it was evident, you know, unto his master when he was sold into Egypt, when he was sold to Potiphar. We saw that Potiphar, his master even knew that Yah was with him and that he was a blessed man. You think he would have been blessed if the things that came out of his mouth were just evil continually? Because yeah, it may seem like he had a right to be, he could speak out against what was done to him unfairly, you know, and without any rights to be done that way. No, but instead he didn't even do that. Look at the type of character. Look at the type of integrity of this man. No wonder he was blessed of Yah. No wonder, even when he was thrown into bondage and he was thrown into the prison, he still maintained favor of Yah. Like, really honestly think about it. When we deal with situations and things don't go our way, or we're persecuted for righteousness' sake, when we're persecuted for something that we didn't really do, or we don't like our current situation, how do we react? Think about it. Let's really honestly sit there and think about it. What is our first reaction? What do we respond? And you know what? You may not do it with your mouth. You may not do it verbally. But what's going on in your heart? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the part we always miss and we always forget. Yah knows every intent of it. He knows every thought that enters into it. And there's no thought that escapes him. But here you go, a man that was treated, I mean, just harshly, hated by his own brethren. Hated him. So many different levels of hate, so many different levels of envy and jealousy. And not only that, you know, to be sold, to be a servant unto someone. And not only that, to be lied upon falsely. And then even from that, to be thrown into prison. I mean, come on, man, that's a lot right there for most people to bear. Just one of those situations is a lot for many to bear. But if we look at him, we can really learn a lot from Yosef. We can learn so much from his character, his confidence, his faith in Yah, and just his integrity as a man. Just enduring hardness. I mean, as a good soldier. Just think about that. But instead, you know what he did? When it was time for him to speak, he spoke out. That's a clear example of allowing a situation where your gift it makes room for you. His gift made room for him. It was evident. It was clear. He wasn't like a lot of foolish young men that they want to get a yap and run their mouth and talk and let people know what knowledge he had. Because this man was full of knowledge, full of wisdom. It was seen of him. This was an industrious man. This is a man that Yah used to interpret dreams. But, you know, it was noted of him that this was a man like none other. He was a wise man, and he was also discreet. He wasn't no foolish man. He's very wise, very informed, very knowledgeable. He had to have some level of trust in Yah and belief in Yah. He had to, saints. And that we can learn from. We can definitely learn from him. Glory to the King. I'm going to read one more thing and I'm going to close it on out. I think y'all get the picture. I think y'all get the idea. But if we just really search our history, search what's put before us already, we got the answers for every situation in life. We have it right before us. I'm gonna go to the Apocrypha. I'm gonna go to Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. And I'm gonna read this slow because this is good. This is really good. And we'll start at chapter 1, starting at verse 1. And it reads, love righteousness. You hear that? Love righteousness. You that be judges of the earth, think of Yahweh with a good heart. You hear that? Think of him with a good heart. And in simplicity of heart, seek him. So that means our whole being, everything about us continually, our thoughts and everything. It has to be centered and focused and directed toward Yah with simplicity, not being, you know, overdoing it, but seeking him. For he will be found of them that tempt him not. So those that obey what he say, those that do what he commands them to do, and don't try him, don't test him, they will be found of him. And show it himself unto such as do not distrust him. That was a clear example of a man that trusted Yah. Whether it says it or not, we see his action. Yosef, I'm talking about, one of our patriarchs. We see how he trusted in Yah. For forward thoughts separate from Yah, and his power, when it is tried, reproveth the unwise. For into a malicious soul wisdom shall not enter, nor dwell in the body that is subject unto sin. So it's not happening. You're not going to get wisdom if you live in a sinful life. This is not happening. And he's going to separate from you if you're living like that. For the Holy Spirit of discipline will flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding, and will not abide when unrighteousness cometh in. So you can forget about it if you live in a sinful life. If your thoughts and your desires, they're not of Yah, causing you to err and causing you to go astray, you can forget about it. You can forget about Yah being with you. For wisdom is a loving spirit. Hear that? Wisdom is a loving spirit, and it will not acquit a blasphemer of his words. For Yah is witness of his reign, and a true beholder of his heart. You hear that? I'm going to read it again. For wisdom is a loving spirit, and will not acquit a blasphemer of his words. For Yah is witness of his reigns, and a true beholder of his heart. So Yah knows everything. You know what I mean? Yah knows exactly who we are, exactly what we do, all of that. He searches the heart, the reins, and the depths thereof. So he knows all of it, all right? It's before him. It's in the open. He sees it all. So no more hiding, no more, you know, all that false bull crap, none of that masquerading as being holy when you're really not. And a true beholder of his heart, and a hearer of his tongue. So Yah hears it all, sees it all, hears it all, knows it all. For the spirit of Yah filleth the world, and that which containeth all things hath knowledge of the voice. Therefore, he that speaketh unrighteous things cannot be hid, neither shall vengeance, when it punisheth, pass by him. For inquisition shall be made into the counsels of the ungodly, and the sound of his words shall come unto Yahweh for the manifestation of his wicked deeds. For the ear of jealousy heareth all things, and the noise of murmurings is not hid. Therefore, beware of murmuring, which is unprofitable, and refrain your tongue from backbiting, for there is no word so secret that shall go for naught, and the mouth that bellieth slayeth the soul.
So saints, let us be mindful of that. Mindful of the thoughts of our hearts, the words of our mouth, the intent of our heart, the things that we allow in, the things that we entertain, the things that we allow to take us away from Yah, the distrust in Yah, you know, the lack of hope, the lack of desire, the lack of, you know, righteousness. You know, saints, I pray that y'all, you know, stay the course, stay encouraged in this walk, stay on fire for Yah. I really do. My prayer is for all of Israel, no matter where you at, and especially my brothers and sisters overseas, especially those of you who is just you, and you, maybe you and your family, or you, you know, single brother, a single sister, or you, young teenager, or young adult who's struggling and trying to hang in there. Trying to, you know, be away from the pressures and the enticement of the world. Hang in there, man. Hold on. We're going to all, we have to go through. We will reap if we fight. sense. Y'all be encouraged, man. Y'all really, really take it to heart, everything that, you know, Pastor's been putting out for us. Make it your business to strive perfection, to strive for excellence in this last time. Guard your heart with all diligence. Cover your mouth. Put a muzzle on your mouth. Put a knife to your throat if need be. Meaning, you know, you just stop going after, you know, the desires of your flesh. Because at the end, it's going to make a fool of you. And don't give your flesh everything that it desires. Another thing, be real with yourself. You know that you're struggling in the area. Own up to it. Call it what it is. That's the only way you're going to get free. You got to acknowledge the truth in hopes of being godly. Glory to the King. So, Elder Dinah here, I'm signing off. Just want to encourage you all once again. Always, always pray for one another. You know, pray for our beloved shepherd. We need it. You know, pray that he, you know, that the Father blesses him, and that his faith does not fail him. That he continues to give him revelation. That he continues to anoint him and bless his hands that whatever he touches. Because at the end of the day, we all are going to be blessed for it. Because he's the type of man that gives. He's the type of man that Yah has ordained to be in that role. You know, so glory to the King.
We gotta, you know, be about our Father's business, saints, going forward. Definitely, we have to. So we already know Yah's not playing with us, and we gotta just get it right now. Hallelujah, while we have the opportunity. Bless you all, saints. I wanna encourage y'all, you know, to just stay the course.
Hallelujah,
and continue to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah, and earnestly contend for the faith. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Come on, son.
Elder Don here, and I am signing off on this edition of the Good Way Truth while we are Blog Talk Radio. My brother's sake. Hallelujah. Bless you.